One other strategy we've heard about over the years, I'm curious where it stands with myelofibrosis or antifibrotic agents. There was this PRM drug.
Right.
What happened with that?
So it's still in development. It has some modest activity by itself. As you mentioned, it's an antifibrotic agent. I think those agents probably would be better combined with other agents. The TGF-beta inhibitors could have that ability as well to reverse the fibrosis. So it's still a viable option. I think the strategy should be really down the road, a combination. I doubt that those agents by themselves will be able to do much in terms of clinical responses or clinical benefit. But the drug you mentioned, the PR-151, is still in development. There are also other agents we are looking at, like anti-interleukin-8 and other agents that we are looking that will target, hopefully, reversal of the fibrosis. In the original studies with the JAK2 inhibitors, there were no really sequential bone marrow testing done in all the patients. But there is a subset of patients that on long-term use of JAK2 inhibitors that will show some either slow in the progression of fibrosis or reversal of the fibrosis. In my mind, it's probably a surrogate marker of the disease, not the disease. What we are trying to do now is either to try the inflammatory microenvironment like MDS, as I mentioned, or target the stem cells that carry the mutations, because definitely myeloproliferative diseases are diseases at the stem cell level.